Item 23. Is anyone from Human Resources?
Item 23 from the Director, Office of Performance, Strategy, and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a 2015 appropriation transfer packet for the September 2015 cycle.
Supervisor Mayo.
Let me do the 25th. I want to stand 1A. What are they trying to do? 3. Office of Emergency Management.
This is Mr. Krecklow, item number 23.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and I'll go through the packet quickly, and then I'll address some specific questions. There's 11 transfers before you today. One is on Schedule A, receipt of revenue related to Office of Emergency Management. And this one reflects the transfer of funds for a JAG grant from the Federal Department of Justice. Initially, when the application was submitted, the funds were anticipated to be under IMSD. However, when OEM was formed, the project was moved under the Office of Emergency Management, and this is a transfer to reflect that. That change, the funding is being used for a study of the county's 911 dispatch system. There are 4 appropriation transfers under Schedule B. They are related. There are 2 for parks, one for a Homeland Security grant to install some camera equipment at McKinley Marina, as well as a grant from the DNR for an urban forestry study. There is a district attorney transfer also related to the JAG grant, and then a transfer of funds within IMSD to move surplus salary funds that have accumulated related to vacancies in the department to help provide professional services to provide the necessary support that's necessary. On Schedule C, other departmental transfers, there is a transfer request from Parks related to the Parks Amenity Fund to move those funds out to various projects that will be completed by the end of the year. There are 4 transfers related to capital on Schedules D and E. 3 of them are related to Parks, one for the Warnemont Park exercise equipment project, and one related to the Wilson Park boiler replacement, the center boiler replacement. There is a larger transfer that was submitted a little bit late in the process related to Menominee River Parkway reconstruction for $1.7 million to provide adequate funding to complete that paving project. In addition, the fourth capital appropriation transfer is from DAS, and it's a transfer of funds for the Cape Road paving project. And then finally, there is in Schedule F a transfer from the appropriation for contingencies of $50,000 to the litigation reserve. So I can answer any more specific questions that the committee might have.
Only question was this grant will that cover the $90,000 that you take? That's coming to $20,000 because you're getting the other grant, 90, 70, and you're trying to use 24-hour revenue. Will that cover everything?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I believe, let me check which transfer that's related to. Is that the Warnemont Park transfer?
No, first one that I talked
about. Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes it's easier on paper. The grant funds, the $70,000 in federal grants combined with the $20,000 in revenue from other governments provide the full cost for the project, for the study that's being completed. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Any separate action on the packet? for item 23. Any separate action?
Move to adopt.
Supervisor Schmidt moves to adopt. Packet file number 157577. So Supervisor Moore, I'm including.
No, I was just asking. Are we still on 22?
23.
No, we're in 23.
23. I'm fine.
For 23, you're fine?
Yeah.
Madam Coroner, please call the roll on item number 20.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omukunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 23 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item number 22, please.